You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We spoke about that the Gemara, Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, the Rishonim over there talk about Sreifas Kachim. Why don't you do Sreifas Kachim on Yom Tov? The Gemara says the reason you don't burn Kachim Yom Tov is because the say of Sreifas Kachim cannot be Deucha, the Loisase and Essay of Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a Loisase, the Essay. Right? That's Rabashi, that's the Maskanas of Gemara. So Rishonim ask that why don't you let women burn kachim? Because since it's an essay, shows my grandma, so the Gemara, the din is that women are potter from essay, shows my grandma, so women should only have a lav, and if she should only have a lav, you should say essay deichalois essay. But that's the kasha, all the Rishayim ask. So there's two mahalchim in the Rishayim. Taisus wants to bring a raya from there, to remarry Yisrael. The remarriage is all time is that from there you see that if something is a loisa seva essay, right, for men, so even though a woman doesn't have it, you don't say asa deichol loisa se. Why? Because the pshat is, since you have this essay with this lav, it makes the lav a stronger lav. So even if the maisa, you don't have this. In other words, what's the reason ain't asa deichol loisa seva essay? Because the fact that the Torah gave this an essay is a raya that it's a strong love. Like you find the Gemara, that ein asa deichol loisa se shebikaris. Right? When he learned out the din of asa deichol loisa from klayim betzitzis. So since he learned out from klayim betzitzis, and then klayim is only a love, so you don't learn out a love shebikaris. That's the shakratai in the Gemara. So in the same vein, you don't say asa deichol loisa without an essay. There's a technicality that women are potter, it doesn't matter, right? Because the man says it's a stronger loisa says. Rabbi Kivega brings over there a tsushtal to Taisus and Psachim, brings a Taisus and Chul Bekitza. If a person does, let's take the case of the Gemara and Beya, person did Kisi Adam, right, on Yom Tov, and he realized he has no ready made offer. So now he has to do Kisi Adam. Can he go ahead and dig on Yom Tov in a way that will be Be'idna and push away Yom Tov, right? So it's ein asa deichol loisa v'asei. If he does it, will he get Malkus or not? Oh, so if you learn that the pshat is that the essay makes the lav stronger, so it's a stronger lav, it's on nitchak, you get Malkus. Mashiach, if you learn, no, asa deichol loisa means, ein asa deichol loisa v'asei means, it taka pushes away the loisa set, but it can't push away the asset. So it could be you don't get malchus. That's what Taisa says. That's Taisa. The other shita is the Rishayim, the Ran speaks it out. And we saw the Rambam and the Chinuch say, women are chayv in the essay of Yom Tov. It's an exception to rule. Why is it an exception to rule? So the Ran explains, it's not clear in Rambam and the Chinuch, because they just say it. But the Ran explains, because the pshat is, what does the essay tell you? The essay tells you that don't do malacha. Now, we know women can't do malacha because they're alive. So just because the essay is a zman grama, it's a technicality in Mechatesi to say the woman should be potter. The essay tells you don't be choyrish. Women can't be choyrish. Essay tells you don't write on Yom Tov. A woman can't write on Yom Tov. So must be she's chayvin that type of essay. Alive, an essay, where the lav tells you the same thing as the essay, there, where the essay tells you the same thing as the lambo correctly, then the din is the woman achayv. But both the Taisus and the Rishonim are saying that as far as their raya is from Sreifas Kachim, why can't the woman burn Kachim? According to the remerits of Saul, because it's a loisa v'essay to man, and according to other Rishonim, because they do have the essay. But their raya was, why don't we find that it says, all over ain't sorfin kachim b'yomtiv, let a woman burn kachim b'yomtiv. So on this, the Shar Melech and the Pnei Yeshua is kaverish taker kasha. The Gemara in Yevamis, right, based, the Gemara says that Sreifas kachim is b'yom, b'yom ha-shishi yisarf, b'yom ha-tasarif v'at-tasarif b'layla. The din is you have to burn it dafka in the daytime. In fact, I think the Mishabur might bring it. I mean, local Shabbos, I think, that Lagape, a woman burning a challah, a woman who is mafish challah, and she burns it, many of them do it at night. They burn at night, maybe. You say, Ein Sof and Kof Yom Tov. The Minchas Chinuch brings this kasha. And they say two words. But a kopon, the din is Ein Sof and Kof Yom Tov. So what's Taisus? What's Rishenim's Raya? That a woman can't burn kachim because, for whatever reason, a woman's not mechuyev in Sefer's kachim. It's an Esther Shulk Shazman Grabe. Okay, so first we'll start off where you see it says Kedusha Chagiga. I should have written, I didn't realize, I thought it would say it on top. It's a Turi Evan. It starts off, Hikshua Taisus B'Sev Perakabi the Kedushin, the Flamed Valk. The Gemara says like this, the din is, it's in the Mishnah and Kedushin, that women don't do smif. A woman is not chayav in smif. When you have a carbon, has the smif. If it's a woman's carbon, she doesn't need smif. You don't have to push on top of the carbon, right? She doesn't have that mitzvah. Gemara says, where do you know it from? It says, Bnei Yisrael samkin ve'en Bnei Yisrael, a drasha. For ketaisis, what do you need a drasha for? It's a mitzvah seishas my rabba, because all avoid of kaponis is only specifically in the daytime, not at night. So woman is part of it. That's Taisus' discussion. So we'll say outside, you can look at it. Basically, you go down a little, the Turi Evan, about 15 lines down, where it says, B'moka mitzvah, v'li nira, v'av lamed nun, d'lo kashamidi. This is a sheet of the Turi Evan. He says this in Shagasayat. He says, this is not called Azman Grama. Why? This is different. Let's take Tefillin. Tefillin is called Azman Grama. Right? The Gemara says, women are part of Tefillin, as we all know. And the Gemara says, why they potter? Either because you potter on Shabbos, or you potter, there's a man dami potter at night. We really hold, we're chayiv at night, just we don't do it because we might fall asleep. But you potter on Shabbos. But one man dami says you potter at night. So night makes it that it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. So upon him, there's a big difference. What's mechayiv you put on tefillin? What's the mechayiv to put on tefillin? What? The day, exactly. The day is mechayiv you to put on tefillin. What's mechayiv you to do smicha? The carbon, exactly. The carbon is mechayiv you. In other words, it's a one-time mitzvah. The din of tefillin is, even if you didn't put on tefillin yesterday, or you, not even, even if you put on tefillin yesterday, or you didn't put on tefillin yesterday, you have to put on tefillin today. The person didn't put on tefillin, right? But the ma'isa is the day is mechayiv to put on tefillin. How much? That's a different shayla. Right? That's a medin you have to put on the whole day, right? But the day is mechayiv to put on tefillin, right? The day is mechayiv to put on tefillin. In other words, the mitzvah comes about today. Masha'en kein, let's say smicha. The reason you have to do smicha today is not because today is mechayiv tefillin. The carpet is mechayiv. If she did smicha yesterday, and all of a sudden she didn't do shechita. He said, okay, I'm the chief. He did smicha, right? Except what? That you're supposed to take off the smicha shechita. But the ma'isa is, it's not that tomorrow he's chayv to do smicha because tomorrow says it's smicha. The carpenter is chayv. He did smicha already. So in other words, a mitzvah that, it's not that the zman is, Rashi teaches like this, mitzvah says shazman grama, shazman gorim le mitzvah shetovoi. Over here, the man is not going to mitzvah shetov. No, it's zman grama means it's the weekday, Sunday. It's mechayiv to put on tefillin. The Sunday is mechayiv tefillin. You can never say that what's mechayiv you, it's because today is the daytime. The reason you have to, and the reason you have to do it is because it's only done during the day. But the reason you have to do it is because of the carbon. If you did it already, that's it. Right? Let's just, on the other side of this Turi Evan that we're looking at, take a look. You see, here's Kedushin Taisus Lamed Vav, which is in Taimar, about five lines in. Amai Yitzvah Krabba Gemara L'mute Noshim, take a glad of Kulam, it's a section of mine, Gram Avi, Shrein the Noyagas El B'Yayim. It's ain't a Noyag B'Yayim, says the Turi Evan. But it's not that the Yayim is Machai of you. Words, it's, follow the notes, the day is just a psul in doing smicha. But the mechayev, and that's really, it means it's a one-time mitzvah. Any mitzvah that's a one-time mitzvah, so the mechayev is not the day, because, all right, if I blow shofar this year, I'm chayev to blow shofar next year. I didn't blow shofar this year, I'm chayev to blow shofar. It has nothing to do with it. A new mitzvah comes because it's Rosh Hashanah. A new mitzvah comes because it's Sukkot. Ein boinu is a mikdush balayla. Shenema b'yoyim hakim is a mishkin. B'yoyim hakim v'lo. That's a Gemara. The word Shua says, you build the base mitzvah day. You don't build it at night. Right? This whole shilas doesn't make a possible, but let's just take it at face value that you're not yoyitzim mitzvah. What would you have to do to take apart the mishkin and do the base mitzvah? Maybe. V'oyskin b'binyan ma'alois ha'shar tzesko. V'akol chayoven livnois ulisad ba'atzman. He says that only because what is built, not all of us are builders. Most of us don't know how to build. So what do you do? Why do you, there are things you give some money. That's the answer. Okay, but anyway, the Hanukkah match is still a few more days. So if somebody asks, I thank everyone who gave already. Somebody asked me, I gave for the dinner. I said, I you know, didn't you call somebody from the shiur? I said, didn't we let Taisus? There's no about Taisus if you did something twice. I don't think that's right. But it is in case, you know, you want to give for your year, you'll pay a donation. It'll go more now because it'll be matched. So I thank everybody who gave. Of course, I'm not dining anyone, but anyone over there. Okay. So let's see. So how do you give? By the way, they say, I don't know, maybe for Prime, I don't know, it's not printed anywhere, that Prime Taka said, a mitzvah of a tzibur, there's no dinner's mind grown. A mitzvah that's under tzibur. Meaning, there are mitzvahs everybody's chayav in. You see, on a Veda, everybody's chayav to do it. But it's not a tzibur tikkatin. It's anybody sees it. But binyan beis hamikdash is chiv on the tzibur, right? Everybody has to be involved with it, right? Some people give money, some people know how to build, some people know how to give advice, right? That's most people know how to advice, right?
Everything's in
advice. Right, you know that, right? My Zaydas used to say that a gvir, my wife Zayda about Yankee Mayor Cohen. So he used to say that a certain gvir was taught. He says, man, I lost the money. Well, nobody comes for me money. What happened to the advice? Everybody used to come and ask me. He says, how come nobody asks me advice anymore? So anyway, by call Chayov and Livnes, and he said, but Asu, Awainim, Anashim, Anashim, Amitish, Mitiba. So the cash is, like Shul said, why isn't there a mitzvah station with my grandma? Like Mishtaka brings a posik. Mashikasa call Chayov and he read underneath. Live nice, but this side by ats mum, umayim, anashim, anashim, dixir, by a vo, anashim, al anashim. It's a pasuk that the Rama got it from. Okay, you would say, maybe the woman wanted it. The mitzvah say that they want to be involved with it. Dixir, yasu kol chachma leib, dixir, kol isha chachmas leib biyadeha tavu. He said a bira digadiak. Grammatically, he says, kol isha chachmas leib biyadeha, wouldn't be a deha. With the hands, with the hand, you say, you don't say biyadeha. You say somebody did, you say biyadeha. It means, kol isha chochmas leib biyadeha. Her hands was what? A woman has to know that her learning is lamaisa. We learn because it's a geshmak to learn. We learn, we come to Sunday morning, she has nothing to do with anything in our lives, you know, right now at least, but we learn. But a woman have to learn because it has to be biyadeha, something, you know, it comes lamaisa. But anyway, so Shmuel is right. According to this Tuyevin, we have a shot in the Rambam. Okay, that's the, okay. So, very good. So we would say, Sreifas Kachim is the same thing. Sreifas Kachim, it's not the shot. Why do you have to burn the Kachim? Because the Kachim is possible. Not because the day says you have to burn Kachim. If there's no Sreifas Kachim, there's no, I'm sorry, Kachim Psulim, I don't have to burn. The reason I have to burn is because these Kachim have to be burnt. So what's me Mechayvi to burn these Kachim? The Kachim, not the Zman. Except you'd only do it during the day, right? Okay, it would be a very nice teretz. The only problem is, Taisus himself doesn't hold this way. Ashim is the first, is this Taisin Kedushin, Lamedvav? And Taisus in Chavtas, Taisin Kedushin, asks Akasha, why do you need a posik? Oisai, Volo Oisai. Typically, it's a mitzvah session magma because you don't do it at night. And all the Rishayim asks this Kasha. Right, come on. According to Rebbe, it's not a kasha. The reason you mal the child in the day is not because the day, the day is, it's not that the day is mechayv you to mal. It's because the child is mechayv. That's a one-time day. You mal them yesterday, so today you're not chayv. If you mal them on the eighth day, the ninth day, you don't have to mal them. Mashayin, right? If you didn't mal them yesterday, the reason you have to mal them today is not because the day is mechayv you. It's because the child is mechayv to have meal. Elohad, it's only during the day. But yet, Taisus asked it to be a Zman Grama, vice Tais from Taisus, that Zman Grama means a mitzvah that's limited to time. If a mitzvah is limited to time, you can't do it at a certain time, it's called a mitzvah session Zman Grama. So to say that Taisus holds by Sreifas Kachim, so we're back to kasha, at least on these rishonim, that they don't hold of this turei evan. Okay, so now let's turn to another page. We'll speak out Rabbi Chanan in Yevamis. This Rabbi Chanan is a little. We'll go into more prat. There's a din of esed deichalai saser. Right, we know esed deichalai saser. So Rabbi Chanan,
you are listening to in Yevamis, clears the following shaila.
Rabbi Chanan clears. What's the reason esed deichalai saser? Is it because you don't want to be bevat l'mitzvah? No, this person has to do mitzvah. So if he's svarim, would say too bad. Too bad. Why? Because since l'maisit's an iser, you can't do the iser. You know, the ends doesn't justify the means. You can't do an iser in order to go ahead. They can't do an iser in order to get to a mitzvah. Right, you can't do this in order to get the mitzvah. So Mamela, the chiddush of Esed Deichalai Saseh is that you can do Esed Deichalai Saseh, and the question is, can you do it? Let's say to a pun. And the chiddush is that in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah, in other words, that you have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah. If you're not going to do the mitzvah, if you're not going to do the lav, you're not going to have the mitzvah. So Torah is machadish asad deichalaisis. Or, Zot HaBachon, maybe the pshat is no. It's because you want to be mekayim a mitzvah. Not you don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah. It's more than that. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah. The kiyum a mitzvah is what's deichalaisis. What's the nafkamina? It sounds semantics. So HaBachon says the nafkamina is a mitzvah kiyumis. Which you have to know what that means. Where do we live with mitzvah kiyumis, right? What does a mitzvah kiyumis mean? We know mitzvah kiyumis means a mitzvah that I don't have to be mekayim. What?
Shchito.
The what? It's a mitzvah.
If you work 20 meat,
you get a mitzvah. Is that what it is? That's called a mitzvah kiyumis.
What about my maka?
So that's a good. So what you're saying, that's not called a mitzvah kiyumis. Because Meir says that if you don't have a house, you don't have to have a mezuzah.
Truly,
if you don't have a baggit, you don't have to wear tzitzis. But once you're wearing a baggit,
it's kiyumis.
No,
worry.
No. You have a mitzvah chiyuvis.
I don't know where to make.
But you're wearing a baggit. But you're wearing it. You have a house.
I'm not chiyuv d'shecht either.
You're not chiyuv d'shecht is 100% correct. That's just a heter. It's not necessarily a mitzvah. For ketter, we should ask, why do you make a bracha on shechita? Why do you make a bracha on shechita? Make a pencil.
It's a matia with this form.
So?
Okay.
So, in other words, it's okay. You don't have to have a halis.
Up since it's all that else, when you'll come
for you're ready, right. Yeah. But once you have not, you have to put it on.
It's
more than a key of mitzvah. It's a key of mitzvah. That's the point. The fact that if you ubagas or the kivegel or chaim, it should be simin yod aleph. It's a mistake. Simin yod aleph. Daitoi bepshitis dat chia rakim tis batle esu velopishu kiyuma. That's what he says. Where does he say that? He says it because by tzitzis. He says, "Avada, you look at tzitzis as a mitzvah kiyumis. Because if you look at it as a mitzvah kiyumis, Zoktav Kivega, what kind of asad dechalaisa said? Because Kivega nems on that. That's A is that a mitzvah kiyumis you would not be dechalaisa said. B is that avada tzitzis is not called kiyumis, called kiyumis. So what is the case? So Bukhar comes up with one thing. V'yesh the last three lines. Yesh lachkar the mitzvah.
What's an example of kiyumis?
That's the question. I said." I mean, it's not
shmuel.
Even that, no. Once you come out the machuyev to certain happen, he should. Who says? Who? Moshe. Who? But Moshe Feinstein. That I don't know. It says that. Why? And that's why people don't cut. You took finish.
The Ramban might wonder is one of the misses.
I don't know what it's based on. I've heard this, but I didn't know that. I didn't know it was Moshe. I've read it from Rabbi. People say it from Rabbi Shachman. Says it over from Rabbi Soloveitchik.
It's a privilege.
What? It's privilege. Yeah, no, I'm not denying it. I just like to know who's right. Okay, but let's leave that. But yeah, Shvakot, that's what Befal said. But mitzvah's matzah kol shiva. I know it's according to the Gra. Right? The Gra holds that he has a key mitzvah in Zichanam. The pasuk says shiva siyam and teufel matzahs. So zok the Gemara, vishus. The Gemara makes a drop. But erev teufel matzahs, I say seven yamim, shiva siyam and vishus. The question is, what is it coming to tell you, the pasuk? What's it coming? So many mefarshim ask this. Maral says it means it's an isser. If one eats chametz hizayver, shivas yom, it's an isser essay. And as I state in Sefer Charedim, Charedim, as you know, is a beautiful mitzvah sefer. I mean, beautiful doesn't need my, he's talking about the time of the Beis Yosef. But the sefer goes through everything that could be a mitzvah. It's a beautiful sefer. I saw recently a fellow writes an article about it. And if I had an email, I would have emailed him. It was a very nice article. But he says, take a look how chavav it was. He says, if you look, the Sefer Charedim was printed in the 1850s in South Africa, he writes, in Johannesburg. There were no Jews in Johannesburg meant Prussia. The original Johannesburg. I remember when we were talking about, you weren't in yeshiva then already. Rav Siegel, when I was in yeshiva, we learned psachim. So he kept talking about Rabbi Kiveger in the Tfus Johannesburg. And I said, well, where did Kiveger's sons get to South Africa? They didn't. Johannesburg in South Africa is named for the Johannesburg in Germany, in the Prussian Empire. So anyway, so this fellow wrote, take a look. They wrote, says, no such thing. But over there, the Charedim says, if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, he's over. Besides, Chashom the love, an asem shivas yom tov. It bothers him. What do you do with the pasuk? The goyin, because and later on, I mean, till the goyin came, I don't know if anybody really said it. You know, it's you come to Rishonim. Besides, Ebenezer, Sforno, Rishonim in Pesachim, but as a, like a sheet that somebody would say it, the goyin holds that even though you don't eat shal shudas on yom tov, you should eat on Pesach. But why? Because you get more mitzvahs of matzah. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael as a bacher. So those days you did not go home for Pesach. You didn't call your parents. I mean, that was prohibitive, right? You wrote a letter. I remember I wrote you. No, that was the next year. Whatever. The Goyim holds that what it means, rishus means it's rishus klape choivin. It's something called choiva, an obligation to mitzvah. Have to eat matzah first night. Have to take a lulav. Or there's something called rishus, which is matzah. So that's what he says. Yesh lachko.
Why don't you have a simple case of eating sukkah through sukkahs?
But again, if you're eating, you're mechuyev to eat a sukkah. It's not a pshat.
You don't have to eat.
But once you're eating, you have to do the sukkah. What? In matzah, you can't say that. Matzah, you can't say. Once I'm eating, I have to eat matzah. It's not sure you can eat potatoes. Okay, that's what the Goyin calls. If yesh lachko, so listen to the Raya of Rechonin says. I had this kasha many years ago, then I found it years later at the Rechonin. Yesh lachko, b'mitzvah matzah kol shiva, im doichol, that's where it comes in nafka mida, right? L'tirat sheni shebetaisis kiddushin, given the kaya mitzvah achilas. What's that? You have that? Wait. Yeah. The last line, what it means like this, Tyson Kedushin brings a Yerushalmi. It's Mashman, the Psukim.
What did that? Mm-hmm.
No, that put him aside. Yeah, right over there, the last two lines, Mamish. Last three lines. Yesh Lachkar. Lamed Ches. The Tyson Kedushin, he brings it, Lamed Ches. Tyson Kedushin, so the Gemara there is, in the Psukim, it's Mashman. That there's a special din. The din is that mitzvahs that are totally ba'aretz, and there's certain mitzvahs that are totally in the ground, truma, maishas, and so forth. Most of them only are noeg in Eretz Yisrael, we know. Some of them, even arla is noeg in chutz la'aretz, different day, Allah HaMashinat. But those mitzvahs basically started after 14 years. It took him 7 years to kibush and 7 years to. You see, it took them, as Jews argued among themselves, more than they had to fight with the guy, right? So the Gemara says, Chodosh, new grain, is asur, the minute they walked into Eretz Yisrael. That's, well, that's up, so So it comes out, they came into Eretz Yisrael Asara B'Nissan, right? And that, when does Chadash become Mutter? 16th of this. That means all the grains were Chadash. So they had no matzah. So it's Matzah, they taka didn't eat matzah that year. That's the Pashas of Sukkim. That's how Yishami understands it. So Yishami asks, why didn't they eat matzah? Let the essay of matzah be doichet alay sase of Chadash. So the Yishami says of Teretz, and Taisus for some reasons are clear why, says his own Teretz. So why didn't Taisus want to just to leave it to Yishami? He says, oh, what's that? Gzeira Kazayas Rishon Otu Kazayas Sheni. That on the first Kazayas you say, but you might eat more than a Kazayas, like the Gemara says, by Yibum. By Yibum, by Chayvalavin, you could do Yibum by Chayvalavin. So Gemara says that, no, you don't, because Gzeira Bia Rishona Otu Bia Shnia. The mitzvah is only the first Bia. Right? Taisus, which other Rishon argue on this, but Taisus says even in the same Bia itself, Hara Otu Gemara Bia. Aras the mitzvah, Gemar B is not a mitzvah anymore. Other Rishonim have different reasons why you could do Gemar B. So Tais says, so Rechon is asking, according to the Gra, what's wrong if you eat another Kazayas? You get a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah for each Kazayas you eat.
Maybe the Yim is not going
to
have it.
Oh, so that's what he wants to bring a Raya, which is not a Raya. Means if Tais is all like the Gra, right? If Tais would all like the Gra, then that's a
Shkar for the Gra. Nobody meant the block.
No, nobody. Not nobody.
Okay, I shouldn't say that.
No, no, no. Why do you mean you shouldn't say it?
Even
say yeah, of course. No, no. You shouldn't say it because that's true. But you should say it because it was in many, in the state chemid, it wasn't many, brings that state chemid corresponded with everybody in the world. It's a awful. We felt there's a beautiful picture came out of it when he was leaving Crimea, where it was to go to Eretz Yisrael to live in Hebron. He died in Hebron. And you see the people from the city coming there, and he's giving them a bracha. You see the kedush, I mean, the man was a kaddish element. You see on his face, but even for pictures, the man was a kaddish. So he corresponded with everybody. So he writes that he heard in towns in Litta, they make brachas all 7 days. And he asked this one, he asked that one. And he finally got hold of a b'shlemel of Vilna from Vilna. Chas v'shalom, to make a bracha. Goy never meant it. He says, I heard, I don't remember, I saw many, many years ago. In the old days, he had time to look at the state chemed. When a kaponim, he says over there, Chatz v'shalom, a mitzvah kiyumis, to make a bracha, great, never said it. But he does bring that there were places that mistakenly, they thought, according to Gra, Litta, Gra holds it's a mitzvah, they would make a bracha. Just, there's a story, I just saw recently, pretty recently, that a Pshul Leib Diskin had a Kabbalah, that Reb Chaim Volozhin asked the Goyen to write his own Sefer Torah, his own Shulchan Aruch. The Goyen had many shittas that he argued in Shulchan Aruch, right? So the Goyen answered him because he's not going to listen to me. Now remember, the Reb Chaim Volozhin with the Goyen was like, so he says, what do you mean? Well, of course, go listen. He says, okay, take an apple. Yeah, the apple, eat it. Rabbi says, to eat it, eat it. Make a bar nefashis, like I say to make bar nefashis. I can't. The Goyen holds, the Yishami says, when you make a bar, what's the nusach of bar nefashis? Baruch Ta Hashem Lekenem Achalam, bar nefashis, or boys, or al kol mashabar, barasol, lachis, bar nefesh kochai. That's it. That's the end of the bracha. In Yishami, it says, you say, Baruch Ta Hashem, chay olamim. So this is the whole question. When the Yishami says something and the Bavli doesn't say anything, can we go to Yishami? Do we say, the fact that the Bavli didn't say it is right, so we shame of a bother to say semimel. We say borchei olamim, which is really, if you're really a fruma, and you'd say, you know, so it's a big question. Maybe I shouldn't do this. They say Reb Chaim at some point stopped making sure he ate things that he would have a borchei olamim, right? But Reb Moshe has a tshuva, this I saw, okay, that he says that when you make a bar nefashis, say Baruch Hei Olamim very quick, because if somebody hears, he says Amen, it's too late. Because according to the Yushalmi, you didn't make a bracha. According to the Bavli, he made a bracha, but you already said, Baruch Hei, you're adding on something. The Goyen holds not. Yushalmi says, if that's the halacha. Reb Chaim Volozhin did well. Now, imagine if the Goyen would tell us, we're not big. Somebody told me once, they made a bracha, such a bracha in front of Reb Chatzkel Sarna. Chatzkel Sarna took his shteken, and hit the guy. He He says, what are you doing? He said, Brachot. He said, the Goyen. He says, Yishlaim in the Goyen. He says, it's very nice. We don't say Tafanun, and we don't say Vishamru, we don't say Bochsham Lamemet. But to make up Bracha already, relax. You can't go with the Goyen. So he said to him, you're not going to listen to me. But it's a Mardika. You see the Yira that they had. They didn't want to make a Bracha, his own Rebbe. Anyway, but that seemed like in Europe they did.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.